every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Bells, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, all right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
If they kill her, well, they'll have to kill me. Media gathered, the corporates back down. Now the trees in that forest can still be found. And you taught me how to be free, to see all the creatures in this universe as me, how to fight for what is right with peace until the day all beings are free. And you taught me how to be free. All the creatures in this universe. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and we are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory on the University of British Columbia campus. And today is, I'm going to be doing a special show about the situation that has arisen in Paris and the reactions to it. And I'm going to be doing a live meditation. That song that I just played was actually the wonderful Theta Phoenix, who is a local Vancouver musician. And that was her song, All Beings Are Free. And I've never done a live meditation like this before, so we'll see how it goes. But it's going to be a meditation for world peace as well as your own individual wellness, prosperity, and happiness. So that'll be coming up in a few minutes. I've just got to get everything prepared for it. So, there's been a lot of talk about what's been happening in Paris and a lot of anger stemming from the fear. And it's understandable, but I feel like what's happening is that the more that we live in fear and the more anger we reflect on the world, on the terrorists, on people who we disagree with, whether if we want peace and they're angry and they want justice or revenge, and we get angry at those people as well, all we're doing is creating more hatred, more fear in this world, which when we are, I'm actually reading Joe Dispenza's book, You Are the Placebo, right now, and he talks about how physiologically, when we're in survival mode, it shuts down our ability to be connected to other people. We become very self-serving and selfish and unable to think beyond the fear and running away, which is useful if you're running from a tiger or something like that. But if you are living that way chronically all of the time, we become really self-serving and disconnected from each other. And so today's show is really about the wellness for all of us across the world. And I hope that it helps, and I hope that you'll be able to participate. So I'm just going to get some of the public service announcements and ads out of the way and get everything ready. So we'll be back with more Synchronicity in a moment.
When Shanna Larson was a little girl, she already had artistic talent, and it was clear that she would be quite an athlete. But Shan always knew what she wanted to do with her life. She wanted to teach. Shan was only 24 years old when she lost her life to breast cancer. And now it's her spirit that will teach us. Teach us to take care of ourselves. For more information, visit teamshan.ca. Breast cancer, not just a disease of older women.
Nothing, really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it.
Terrific. You know, I'm so proud of it. It's almost indecent of me.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. And so today's episode is about the terrorist attacks in Paris, and about wanting world peace. And so I'm going to attempt to do a live meditation. I've never done anything like this before, so I'm a little bit nervous, and I hope that it turns out okay. And then I'm probably going to play a little bit of music for the rest of the hour. So let's, I think I'm going to play one more song here before we get started. And this is from the lovely Surya Devi. And it is Blessing for All Beings.
Pray, may great loving kindness and compassion pervade the world. May all experience the joyous meeting of guru and disciple, like the meeting of mother and child. May the whole world be filled with blessings, peace, and happiness at all times. I will remain until all sentient beings have achieved liberation. All sentient beings, even those with only one sense, that is the sense of touch. Thus I shall remain until even the blades of grass are enlightened in order to dispel the misery of the world. May all sentient beings be liberated into the same mandala so as to attend Buddhahood at the Zen Institute together. May all beings be happy and totally free from suffering.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. And okay, so I'm going to do this live meditation. And I haven't really planned, I just decided this morning that I was going to do it. So I'm just going to try and free flow, and hopefully it'll come out okay. So obviously, if you are driving, please keep your eyes wide open. But if you are able to be in a quiet space, then please sit quietly and participate in the meditation. And this is for world peace as well as prosperity for all. So hopefully we'll just see how it goes. This meditation is for world peace. Please place your hand on your heart. Take a deep breath in. As you breathe, feel the air entering your nostrils, filling your diaphragm and your lungs. Feel them expanding. Feel the spaciousness inside your nose, your lungs. And take another deep breath. Now feel that space in the center of your being. Wherever you feel your center, focus on that space as you breathe. Now breathe into your center, deep into the center of your being. Allow your breath to fill your whole being now, like a bright, sparkling light, filling your whole body. Allow that light to fill your lungs and down into your stomach. And as you breathe, allow that sparkling light to expand. Feel it running down your legs, down into your feet. Place your feet on the floor if you haven't already, or if you're lying down, feel wherever your body is touching the ground or the chair. And allow that light to expand even farther in all directions. Feel the light moving down, down to the center of the earth. Feel it going all the way down to the core of our planet. A beautiful, sparkling light filled with love. Feel the light now expanding beyond the earth, outside of your body. Feel it moving out beyond the boundaries of your body. Remember to keep breathing deep and easy. Now feel that light expanding beyond the boundaries of the room, beyond the boundaries of wherever you are. Feel that light expanding into your city. Feel the rush of energy touch everything, every person, every plant, stone, insect, car, building. Feel it spread across your city, across your state or province. Feel that sparkling light moving outward, expanding beyond the boundaries of your entire country. Breathe deeply. Now feel that light expanding farther and farther, until the light that is emanating from the center of your being is touching the entire globe. Feel that light expanding and touching every being on our planet Earth. Feel the circular, spherical nature of our planet and sense it completely bathed in sparkling light.
and breathe. And now, from that center of your being, feel that love from your heart, from your solar plexus, from your stomach. Wherever you feel that center, feel that love that's filling you up, that's now filling the entire planet with love and peace. And breathe. And now, with that loving energy, picture in your mind's eye or sense in your heart or feel in your body whatever flows and feels best for you. Sense the loving people of the world. And breathe. And now that you sense the loving people of the world, sense yourself holding hands with every loving person on this planet. Feel one by one as each person, with the intention of love and the good of all people, all humanity, and all sentient beings on this planet and beyond. Feel each one of you holding hands, one by one, as your love, as your light surrounds the planet. Picture all of the world, all of the loving beings on this planet holding hands. Picture a circle of people around the entire planet, holding hands, all united. And once you have that picture of all of the loving intention connected on this planet, breathe in. Breathe in the collective love of all the beings on this planet. And now we're going to send love and healing energy. We are all in a circle, and each one of us is connected and is feeling that loving light emanating from their center. Breathe deep and know that as you shine this light, all of the people connected by your hands, by your love, and by your intention, we'll all focus their loving energy into the center of the circle. The center of the circle that surrounds the entire planet. Breathe deeply. Now, as all of the loving, awakening people on this planet focus their light to the center of the circle, we send the intention of love, light, and awakening to all people. Start with your heart and your body. Any worries, fears, or pains that you may feel now or in the past or the future, breathe that light into them. Allow any worry to be released when you exhale. And continue to fill your body with light. Now picture the people surrounding you. They may be your coworkers, your family members, your neighbors. Anyone surrounding you, picture them and surround them in light. Now go beyond the people surrounding you. Breathe in, focusing that loving energy with all of the loving people connected to your heart and your hands, forming a circle around the world. Breathe and send love to all the people of your city, to the person next to you or down the street, who may be hiding a secret shame, a worry, a pain, an addiction, depression, anger, hatred, and fill each and every person with love, with that loving light energy. Allow that energy to envelop them. To the person who is struggling with poverty, whether that be a neighbor, a friend, a stranger, an angry driver in traffic. Allow that light to envelop them. And take the intention of loving curiosity. Have compassion for the angry driver who maybe lost his job and is worried about how he will support his family. Or the angry person on social media who is afraid for the world, for her family, for her country. Envelop her in white light, the sparkling light of love. And with all of the people, with love in their hearts, holding hands and enveloping the world, shine that love on everyone who's in fear right now. Shine light on Paris for all of the people who've been touched by the fear, anger, and hatred of a select few people who also are living in fear and anger. Surround them all with your loving compassion. And trust that they are doing the best they can right now. And as you emanate that light, allow it to come from your center, from your heart. And see all the people around you also shining love and light from their hearts. And as you see this, notice people in the center of the light who once were afraid. Notice the smile come across their face. And notice how they stand and walk toward the circle. And for each person who stands, allow a space to open in the circle so they can join hands. Allow them to join in unity. And reflect light and love on the people still living in fear. Now let's expand beyond Paris to the people of Syria, to the people of Iran, Iraq, to all continents, and to all people who are struggling with oppression or poverty or fear. Expand to Israel and Palestine and shine light anywhere that you see darkness. Shine your light. And as you shine your light, you see more people standing and joining the circle of loving light. you see more and more people joining the circle of love and light. And know that we are all connected through whatever energy you call it. Whether it's God, Allah, Krishna, Gaia, love, whatever that source energy, the energy of creation and love, remember that we are all connected, no matter what name we use, no matter what face or symbol, it's all the same energy. And remember that no matter what our opinions, our political affiliations, every being on this planet has the same desires, the same needs to feel safe, loved, belonging. Comfortable shelter, and breathe. And as you notice, more and more people across the planet connecting. Let's focus now on the things that we want to create for ourselves. And let us wish the highest good for all people. For the people whose hands are joined across the planet. And for the people still struggling in fear, hatred and anger. They need our love the most. So shine your light upon them. Bathe them in that loving light. And know that you are connected to the source within all of us. And trust that all beings, even those who are fighting and fearful and hateful, are connected. They may not see it, but we can trust that they are. And that one day, with enough love from the rest of the world, they will feel it too. So now think of the things that you need that would make you happy, that would bring a smile to your face. Whether that's a feeling of health, wealth, abundance, beauty, laughter, and know that when you create those things for yourself with loving intention, that health and abundance you also wish for anyone else who wants to hold it. And breathe. And anytime you feel fear, anger, or hatred in your heart, remember this time that you spent connected with all of the loving beings on the planet. Allow the emotion to overflow out of your heart. Feel the energy. Allow it to create space in your heart and new neural pathways in your brain, so that any time you need to access this loving energy, you can immediately tap into it. With your hand on your heart and your awareness in your center, know that you have access to everything you need. The love and the energy that can heal the entire world. And know that everyone listening and everyone with this intention can access this energy now and any time in the future. Breathe. Peace. Whew. All right, well, that's about as much time as we have for that meditation. So I hope that you found it helpful. And if you did find it helpful, feel free to share it. I will post it on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/spiritualshow. So it will be peace, a meditation for peace, or something along those lines. So if you're looking for it later, you'll be able to find it. And yeah, so feel free to share it and to listen to it again. You can also go to citr.ca and download the audio file if you want to put it on your iPod or listen to it again, or just maybe create your own meditation if you didn't really tap into what I was doing. But just whatever you need to do to get centered and to connect with that energy and that trust that we can make a difference, because so many of us, we respond to anger with more anger and more fear. And it's understandable. It's the instinct that we have, but we have to look beyond that, because I think Einstein said that no problem can be solved at the level that it was created. So if we want a better world, sorry, I'm getting emotional. If we want a better world, if we want more abundance, if we want clean air, clean water, if we want an end to this fighting, we have to rise up and come at this from a higher level than the fear, hatred, anger, and scarcity of which it was created. And we don't fight, if we fight fire with fire, we just create more fire. So, you know, when there's a fire, you put water on it. Well, when there's hatred and fear, You put love on it and trust and understanding and compassion and come at it with curiosity. There was a person the other day I had posted on Facebook about the Paris, and I had said that I hope that one day we can all see that we are in this together. And the person who is from the Muslim faith was very angry about that. And their response was, no, people in the Western world don't care about people in Syria. They are anti-Islamic. They are neglecting people and only care because someone else in the Western world was hit. I mean, there are terrorist attacks all the time. People are dying all the time. Coming up in just a few minutes is Parts Unknown here on CITR with DJ Chris Horrific. He's come in to the room. Anyway, the thing is that this is a person who is wanting good in the world and wanting everyone to have enough and to be connected. And yet the fear that's been created by these attacks is spreading even to loving people who want a better world. And so it's just really important to have compassion for when you see people or hear them say negative things. I know you want to tune them out, or you might want to have a comment or defend your opinion, but really I ask you, and what I'm trying to do, and I know it's not always easy, and it's not usually our first reaction, but as soon as we notice that we're fighting fire with fire or defending ourselves or judging someone else for having a different opinion or hateful opinion, please just remember that they're doing the best that they can. And if you come at them with an attack or a defense, all that's going to do is fuel them to defend themselves more, to feel more anger and more hatred. So I know we can only do the best that we can, but just trust that everyone is doing the best that they can. And when you are the change that you want to see in the world, when you conduct yourself in a loving way and from peace, that heals the people around you and it heals the planet. It might just be a small, small thing, but it has a ripple effect. And when we can share our love and our kindness, even to people who we feel might not deserve it, that's when we're making a difference in the world. So I want to send lots of love to you. I think I'm going to play another song, maybe by Surya Devi, because she's so awesome. Let's see. I'm going to play Green Tara Mantra, and then after that, it will be time for DJ Chris Horrific here on CITR. So thank you so much. Again, share the meditation if you found it useful, and I want to send lots of love to you. And
namaste.
Do you want to say anything?
Namaste.
He just wants to say namaste. Okay, well, have a wonderful day and a wonderful week, and remember, when those people get you riled up, as soon as you catch yourself getting riled up, send them love and peace.